any question? Yeah. Speak up, and so that the translator can hear.
The question is, why the love in separation with God and the spiritual master is more important than personal association?
Well, both are important. But the principle, at least in spiritual, in the spiritual world, is that, you know, if there is some feeling of separation, that increases one's desire to know Krishna and to serve Krishna. So it's a way in which one's love for Krishna becomes intensified. So that's why service and separation is considered to be especially high. If we read the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, we can see how much intensity of love for Krishna he would feel in that mood of separation. So meeting is also the most ecstatic experience, but the separation makes one appreciate the meeting even more. So that's why separation, service in separation is given so much importance. So far we are concerned, sometimes if we be all the time with our spiritual master, then we may take it for granted. And even we might avoid doing service sometime because we'll think, well, I just like to sit down and listen instead of actually doing service. Sometimes devotees used to follow Prabhupada around like that. Other devotees, they just, you know, be more interested in getting on with the service. And sometimes if they got the chance to hear, they would hear. But it wasn't that they gave up service just to be following, you know, Prabhupada around. I remember once going in Prabhupada's room, you know, I didn't have any reason to go in there. So I just went in there, you know. And you know, Prabhupada, you know, he was just sitting there doing something. I had no real business being in there. So I was just, then I thought, what am I doing in here? I better go out and do my service. So, then another time I remember I went to Germany and I went to the Prabhupada's room and one of the devotees, you know, said, so-and-so came, and Prabhupada said, Hare Krishna. And then I thought, you know, what other reason is there to stay here? I better go and do my service. So if we have some reason to go and hear, if there's some program, some darshan, some lecture, we can come and hear. If we have some specific service that we need guidance for, we may come and ask a question, but generally we're going to be serving in separation, isn't it? Most of the time. So we should remember the instructions of our spiritual master, we should meditate on them, and it's a very sweet feeling to be, you know, fully absorbed in the service of one spiritual master, to know that that's my prescribed duty, or that's my prabhudada desh, that's my prescribed place of service, and we should take great pleasure in that, and we will feel actually a very deep link with our spiritual master if we have the proper mood of devotional service. So that's serving in separation, and it's extremely important, because if one can establish that that link, that mood of being linked to the spiritual master by serving his instructions, then when one actually meets the spiritual master, then he can appreciate that even more deeply. So service and separation is always stressed in our sampradaya. It's also one of the particular moods and features of our sampradaya, that we worship Krishna